Good afternoon. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another Instaviews. I'm Saskia, the assistant editor of Voice. Today we're going to be talking to Andrietta Simbi, who is a filmmaker whose film we are currently featuring at our film festival, and it's called Where We Are. So we're going to talk to Andrietta a bit about the film, her inspiration behind it, and, you know, just general any advice for young people who are looking to get into film themselves. So let's bring Andrietta on. If you do have any questions for Andrietta, do just drop them in the comments and then I'll get her to answer them afterwards. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, I'm excited.
Of course. So why don't we start by you introducing yourself and telling us a bit about your creative background.
Hi, my name is Andrietta Simbi and I'm originally from Zimbabwe. I've always loved drama and studied it during GCSE, and then I started taking drama on into university. Some of my modules were directing, live performance and devising scripts. And I've always just been into creating short films. So I'll make short films outside of uni and also some music videos because I just love the creative process and coming up with ideas and different ways to like communicate stories. And now I've been part of a few projects. Luckily, I was part of the SBTV and Adobe project, which was aimed at young people to create short music videos and just kind of like show off their skills and help young people get into the creative industry, because it is quite a tough industry to get into sometimes. Yes. And recently I was part of the Where We Are project, and that was by Pedestrian and Paul Hamlin Foundation, Attenborough Arts Centre and British Museum. And yeah, I'm continuing to write scripts in my spare time and develop short films as well.
So you've done music videos, short film, you write scripts as well. Do you have like a favourite area that you kind of gravitate more towards?
I definitely gravitate towards more film. I love film. I love writing scripts. It's always been like I have so many ideas and so many stories, and most of them are based off my own life. So I'm like, you know what, if I have kind of like this love for writing scripts and have studied writing scripts, I might as well communicate it. And I love sharing stories with people.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get involved in the Where We Are project, and where did the inspiration come from?
So I was just at home and I was just looking through Google for like any creative jobs that were around there. And I ran across the Where We Are project. And I just thought to myself, let me just apply, because they said it was about social justice, LGBTQ and activism. And those are all subjects that I'm very interested in, because that's what film is about. It's about communicating all different types of topics. And they luckily accepted me. And the whole process was like really, really, really interesting. Like, it's been a very interesting journey.
So because obviously there are like you collaborate with quite a few people in the film yourself. So how was that process? Was it something that you were you restricted by COVID at all, or were you able to, you know, do it the normal way?
And we were luckily able to do it the normal way. I think it was around the time where restrictions had just eased off and I was back at university. I was collaborating with other creatives, so people that would make short animation, some people were really interested in acting, some people were interested into music. It was great because the whole creative process, like there's a lot of key factors that are considered when you're creating a piece of like artwork. So collaborating with the people allowed other people to put all of their insight and all of their experience into creating like a project that could communicate the themes of social justice, activism and LGBTQ. For me, I really enjoyed the whole process, like from the listening part. Like it was very important at the beginning to listen to exactly where everybody was coming from, because the project was targeted at those who were part of it. And it was about representing people that were unheard and unseen and couldn't communicate these topics like in the outside world, because even though they're not taboo topics, you don't really hear about them like that often, whether it's in workplaces, whether it's there and there. So it was very important for us to communicate our experiences with these themes. Social justice, LGBTQ was a very big part of the theme of the whole project. And kind of like my whole goal was to eliminate this view that LGBTQ was kind of like a topic that should be kept under the rug and a topic that shouldn't be communicated. And everybody in the project felt very strongly about that as well.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. It's like you said, they're not exactly taboo topics, but it isn't something that, you know, people are always so willing to talk about just openly, as openly as other topics. So did you face any like challenges when creating the film, like creatively or otherwise?
Definitely. I think I had a few challenges. One of them came with collaboration. Obviously, when you have everybody working on the same project, everybody wants their themes and their ideas to be put across. And I was luckily appointed the role of the director, because I was stating that I really wanted to write a script and communicate this idea visually. So it was very difficult then in the process of, okay, these are the scenes that need to be in and these are the scenes that don't need to be in. It was very, very, very tough. Another difficult part was kind of like connecting the whole narrative, because there were different themes communicated within the film itself. And I think that's like one of the hardest things when it comes to filmmaking, especially since it was such a documentary style film that was kind of diving deep into different stories. It was hard to interlink all those stories and keep the audience kind of on this road of understanding exactly what the point was and what the main aim was for the film. But luckily it all turned out well, and yeah, I'm just really grateful for the way it turned out. And everybody definitely helped with the pressure of being kind of like, oh, don't worry, just as long as, you know, every scene is communicated clearly, the narrative is something that always develops as well along the project and along the whole film.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of benefits to collaborative working, but like you said, when working with so many people, everyone wants to make sure that all of their, you know, like points are heard. How did you kind of overcome that?
Just by talking to everybody, we had a lot of sessions where I'd come in and I'll just kind of be like, okay, what do you guys think about the film? Like, honestly and truly, it was more about feedback from my peers, because that was the most important part, because they represent the project. And if they represent the project, they represent everybody else that is going to possibly resonate with the project itself. And it was also about me just looking at the project as truthfully as I can, to kind of be like, okay, this makes sense and this doesn't make sense. As important as every single person's opinion is, when it comes down to actually finalizing the whole film, it's important to sit down and put your director's hat on and say, okay, what is important? And it's harsh, but that's just the way it is.
And because you wrote the script as well, did you find yourself doing like quite a lot of changes, as you know, like throughout the process? Or
when I sent the original script is nothing like the final product itself. The script was just, when I wrote the script, I was writing it like as a kind of like storyline, and I was like, yes, it's gonna kind of like flow perfectly. But then alongside the process, you kind of like hear different things and people throw different things at you that are better ideas and better ways to communicate things. But I found myself just sitting down and kind of like watching other short films and other documentaries and how they styled it. But then in the end, I just kind of realized like there's no real one way of communicating a story. And just as long as it's communicated, you know, you just have to kind of be like, okay, everything is okay.
Trial and error and all
trial,
of that.
Yes, trial and error.
So are you currently working on any other projects at the moment?
Yes, I'm currently still working on the SVTV and Adobe project to create a music video. And in my spare time, I'm also working on creating a short film. It's going to be based on my life, hopefully. I start filming it soon, provided the restrictions and COVID and everything. But yeah, just still working on that.
So what are you taking, like an area of your life, like, or the whole thing? I don't know too much about you, so like it's quite interesting.
Most of my scripts are based on like my life, my short films. So yes, this is going to be about an area of my life that I experienced. It's going to be called Lost Pieces. And it's going to be about a girl that's just trying to kind of like understand herself. It's going to be like self-discovery, kind of coming of age, but kind of like dark and psychological. I'm just communicating my own emotions, and hopefully it turns out well.
Sounds pretty interesting, and I think self-discovery is something a lot of people can relate to, so I'm sure that will do quite well as well.
It's a difficult topic, but it's worth the while. Like it's definitely helped me even writing the script and recalling some of my memories to kind of better understand myself and my thinking process, at the same time develop my own script writing skills and develop my narrative skills as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of young creatives, obviously they pull from their own life when it comes to making a story. Do you have any advice for them on how to kind of, you know, look past the sadness or the hard times just to try and get that memory, you know, down and turn it into something creative?
I recently like watched a short YouTube video by Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about how to write a script. And this may sound like harsh advice, but I really liked the way he phrased this. He said, like, as a human being, you have the power to write and you have the power to note down your life experiences, because you never know what that could mean to somebody else. And he was stating that, you know, you're basically kind of like a thief if you don't communicate these things you've gone through, because the gift of life is being able to communicate and share your experiences so other people can learn from them. So I would definitely tell young people that, you know, value your life and value your life story. No life story is ever going to be perfect, but that's the whole point, because you don't want to push narratives that are false. Nothing is perfect in life, and you never know what it truly means to you and it truly means to somebody else that then watches it. And don't give up. Like, if you find yourself ever smiling and you find your heart ever pumping at something, go after it, because why not? Like, have the conviction within yourself to kind of be like, you know what, I value the gifts that I have, and I know other people are going to value them. And it's not always going to come to you quickly, and it's not always going to come to you easily, but it's definitely worth the while when you keep going, only for yourself and, you know, the people that truly matter in your life.
Yeah, well, Dr. Miles Monroe definitely has a point. It's definitely words to live by.
He does.
Do you have any just advice for young people who might want to get into film, or like maybe study film but they have, you know, some reservations?
I think to begin with, like the reservations part, I think fear is something that's not real. It's just an illusion, you know, that stops you from truly accessing the greatness within you and the talents within yourself. For me, I spent a lot of time, especially last year, by myself online. I was literally don't have lots of money. I'll just go on YouTube and listen to different directors talk about the process of writing scripts, their process of how they got into the entertainment industry. And a lot of the timelines are very similar. It's all about, you know, going in, doing your own research. And when it comes to big productions, oh, what about the quality of my work? You have to start from somewhere. Just as long as you have a phone, does your friend have a phone? Does anybody around you have a phone? If you can make something with what you have, because no resource is ever too small. Your ideas, if you think your ideas are great, then they are great. They definitely are great. And there's always going to be somebody that supports you. So don't get lost into the fear of thinking, oh, if I do this, nobody would ever acknowledge it, or nobody this and this and this, because great things don't start like looking so great. I've definitely, at the beginning, I filmed some of my short films on my iPhone. They were not the best quality. They were not anything great. You could look at them now and you're like, this is a bit hazy. And you don't, it's just not great. But I knew my ideas were great, and I loved my own ideas, and I was proud of the fact that I actually did my own ideas. And you also see that people will start to join your journey and start to be part of your journey, because it's more about, you know, your conviction towards your ideas rather than the actual idea itself and all of that kind of stuff. And you don't have to know lots of people to start something. Those are like the end results of your process. Just keep going, stick with, you know, your original conviction as to why you want to do this, and you'll be fine. And there's definitely a lot of people that offer free services. I mean, we now live like in the digital age of social media. You've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got all of these apps, you've got Anchor and podcasts and stuff where people will give you advice for free because they can and they just want to and they want to share. So I think also definitely network, connect with as many people as you can, young and old, people on the same process, because that's definitely going to help you learn more and feel better along your journey, knowing that you're not alone.
Solid advice. I just love it when people come on here and just start spinning. No, it's very true. It's really helpful tips, especially like for young people who are just starting out. Lots of people have reservations about not having the right equipment, or, you know, like the money and this and that. But like you said, things that are great don't start out looking so great. So yeah.
It'll come so, later. Money always comes later. People always will come later. Like, nobody's gonna ignore you. Just you keep going. And what I've realized is that because I kept going and going and going, it's like along the way, that's when I started to meet people that were like, oh, okay, well, I've got a camera. Oh, well, I do sound. Oh, I like scripts too. And yeah, it's kind of like, but you first have to actually put something out there.
Exactly. Oh, so last question for you, Andretta, then, is where can people find you in your work online?
I am on YouTube, Andretta Simbi, or Directed by Andretta on YouTube. I'm on Instagram, _Andretta_, and I'm on Anchor as well as The Strangest of Things, because I have my own podcast where I just share like life ideas and try and motivate people into having a different perspective. And yeah, you can find me there, or you can find me through university, De Montfort University, and yeah. But those are the main profiles that I use, because I don't want to extend everywhere, because it's hard to keep up to date sometimes with yourself.
Yeah, pick your favourites and stick to those platforms. Well, thank you so much, Andretta, for joining me today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Andretta's film is currently on our homepage on VoiceMag, and it will be there for the rest of the week for you to view.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thanks everybody for watching, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Today's episode was made possible by Voice Magazine, an online platform for young people interested in art and culture. You can read Voice over at voicemag.uk and find it on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as VoiceMagUK. The Voice contributors are also on Instagram over at voice.extra. If you are looking for another podcast to listen to, the contributors release the Voice Extra podcast every Saturday, where they talk about the pieces they've produced and the culture they've been enjoying. If you like this podcast, please consider helping us to make more with a donation of any amount at voicemag.uk/donate. Thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the use of the track Thief in the Night. You can find more of his work in incomputech.com. Tom Innes was the executive producer.